WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. Faye Mayan Ng was the first person in her family born in the United States. She grew up in San Francisco's Chinatown. Her first novel, Bone, is about three sisters, each first-generation Chinese-American. One leaves Chinatown for New York. One jumps out the window of her Chinatown housing project apartment. The third, the narrator of the story, has moved crosstown to live with her boyfriend, who she secretly marries. In the New York Times Sunday Book Review, Lewis B. Jones wrote, "Bone is written in a perfectly clear, undecorated prose that stops the eye at every sentence." Ms. Ng makes it clear that moving across town to a new neighborhood can be, in its own way, as hard as crossing the Pacific Ocean. Faye Mayan Ng now lives in Brooklyn, New York. Here's a reading from the opening of her book.
"We were a family of three girls. By Chinese standards, that wasn't lucky. In Chinatown, everyone knew our story. Outsiders jerked their chins, looked at us, shook their heads. We heard things. A failed family, that Dulcie Fu, and you know which one, bald Leon. Nothing but daughters. Leon told us not to care about what people said. People talking, people jealous. He waved a hand in the air. 5 sons don't make 1 good daughter. I'm Layla, the oldest, Ma's first, from before Leon. Ona came next, and then Nina. First, middle, and end girl. Our order of birth marked us and came to tell more than our given names. Here's another bone for the gossip mongers. On vacation recently, visiting Nina in New York, I got married. I didn't marry on a whim, so don't worry, I didn't do a green card number. Mason Louis was no stranger. We'd been together 4-5 years, and it was time. Leon was the first person I wanted to tell, so I went looking for him in Chinatown. He's not my real father, but he's the one who's been there for me. Like he always told me, it's time that makes a family, not just blood. Ma and Leon are still married, but after Ona jumped off the Nam, Leon moved out. It was a bad time. Too much happened on Salmon Alley. We don't talk about it. Even the sewing ladies leave it alone."
Thank you for reading that, Faye Mayan Ng. You dedicate your new novel, Bone, to your great-grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you dedicate it to him?
My great-grandfather was our first ancestor in this country, and I was very close to him. I was very moved by his life. He came here and mined the abandoned gold mines in this country. He worked for, I think, close to 70 years as a coolie in the farmlands of California, and he had a very hard life. He never was able to live with his wife or to see his children. And I was very moved by this kind of living. There were many men of his generation that I was close to as a child, and I was very moved by their loneliness and also by their ability to give despite the hardship and the suffering. And I wanted to remember this generation. My great-grandfather's bones remain here in this country with us. And I was always very grateful for that. We asked him before he passed on if he wanted his bones sent back to China, and this was the tradition during his generation. And he said to us, "No, it's not necessary." And I felt that that was a great gift because it gave us the possibility of having a solid footing in this country in many ways. And I use his name, Ah Sam, because this was a name that I only discovered long after he died.
Was that his real name?
No. He had a beautiful, he had a true name, a Chinese name, with but this was the name that was given to him as he passed through the immigration center on Angel Island. And this is the name he lived with, and this is the name that his employers called him by. And he answered to it, and I wanted to remember that.
Your great-grandfather didn't get to see his wife and children very much. Was that because they stayed behind in China?
It was the tradition then. The feeling was that America was work and China was home. So men of his generation often came here and worked and then went home when they had enough money and fathered children and then came back here and worked, continued working. It wasn't encouraged. The laws didn't encourage Chinese immigration, and women were not allowed in. So his wife stayed in China. I think he only saw her two or three times at the most. And I was always wondered what life was like for a man who didn't have the possibility of having the warmness of a family, of a relationship. I always felt there was a kind of hollowness in that kind of life. And I think in some ways that's our heritage in this country. There's a kind of disharmony between the men and the women, and I wanted to look at that.
In your novel, the main character's stepfather separates from the mother, and he lives in one of these bachelor hotel flea bags.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes to visit him there a lot and becomes familiar with this male culture through her visits to him. How close did you get to that male culture when you were growing up?
Oh, very close. There was a whole generation of what we called the bachelors, the old bachelors, the Chinese Bachelor Society. I remember a childhood filled with old men, and they stood around Chinatown. I always had this image of them as I don't know how to describe them. They were just a very large presence and a very peaceful presence. I thought of them as pillars in some way. They were very loving and gentle. And I felt that what impressed me was this came despite their life of suffering. They were very lonely. They had very little money. And often when they died, they had no family. So the younger generation always had the job of preparing their burial. And it taught me something about community, about how you make a family in a new land or in any new situation, that we choose our family.
My guest is Fei Mayan Ng, author of the new novel Bone. We'll be right back. This is Fresh Air. My guest is novelist Fei Mayan Ng. How did your mother and father come to the United States?
Well, my mother didn't come till 53, so she was part of the whole communist movement, and it was a very hard decision for her to leave, but she had married my father. My father was here in the 40s, and she came. Her decision was that she chose family over country, and I think that was very interesting for her.
And your father came here to work?
My father came at a very young age. He came in his teens. Yes, and he came here to work.
Were you their first child born in the United States?
Yes, I was.
Did that put a special burden or responsibility on you, or a special privilege?
I think both. I felt a great responsibility to show them the outside world. I also felt a tremendous burden to try to make their lives better, which is very ironic because they essentially, as immigrants, I feel they are a sacrifice generation. Their lives were spent completely in labor, in the hopes that their children would have better. But yet, as a child, I felt very, very deeply that I wanted to make their lives better.
It was the tradition for Chinese immigrants to send their bones back to China for burial. Did anyone in your family do that? You said your great-grandfather let his bones be buried here, and that, in a way, gave the rest of the family permission to feel that America was more of their home. Mm-hmm. Was there anyone else who had their bones sent back?
Not in my family, but I was aware of the ritual when I was a child. I went to a lot of funerals when I was a child, and I understood the importance of this ritual very, very early on. That true happiness came... I can't even say it was true happiness. I just never felt that these men would rest until they were in China.
What were the funerals like when you were young?
What were the funerals like? They were very makeshift. They were often very poor, and so we had to pull our resources together to get them the right burial clothes, and I write about this in the book, or I try to appreciate this gesture in the book. There was also a kind of comfort about the funerals because there was a kind of dialogue with the dead that we learned about very early in life, that somehow the journey after death is a very true journey. So we came to funerals full of emotion and full of the possibility of talking to the dead. And then even after their death, we visited their graves and we conversed with them, and they lived with us in many ways. So it wasn't frightening in the way that sometimes I have felt the funerals I've gone to after childhood are.
The stepfather in your novel is quote, a paper son,
mm-hmm.
in the sense that he kind of made up a past
mm-hmm.
in order to pass the interrogation at Angel Island when he came to the United States. So he memorized another man's history
yes.
to pass the interrogation. Why was that necessary?
Oh, it was a common way to circumvent the exclusion laws. You know, the immigrants who came to this country and had true papers often went back to China and then... upon re-entry said, oh, I had three sons, and then they'd sell these slots to men who were interested in coming to America, so you would actually memorize another man's history. And I was very interested in this kind. This was fascinating to me, to suddenly be able to absorb another history. You know, there was this duality that existed. There was your paper name and your paper history, and there was your real name. And there was... a lot of work involved in keeping the lives separate. And I, you know, in this book, I wanted to create that kind of fractured family. I created a stepfather and a stepdaughter and half-sisters to speak about that condition in Chinese-American history, that we don't have the luxury of having a very clear bloodline or family sense of, you know, easy connection. And I wanted in the Leon family to show what that was like. Leon says it's not just blood, it's also time. And I wanted to look at how we choose our family in this country.
Now, I know that you, like your main character, grew up in San Francisco's Chinatown. When your main character leaves, she feels kind of guilty about it
mm-hmm.
for several reasons. You live in New York City now. You live in Brooklyn, New
yes.
York. Did you feel guilty about moving out of Chinatown?
Well, you know, I felt guilty about having an education. I felt guilty about having a better chance at having time in my life. I felt that my parents and their whole generation, they essentially were the sacrifice generation. They had no possibility of those small moments of joy that I had. And so, you know, I wanted to give Lei this quality. I wanted her to feel great compassion and great guilt for her mother's inability to live as fully as she should. And for Lei, I gave her this great challenge of marrying for love, something her mother was not able to do. Ma marries for convenience and for thrill and has a dangerous love affair. And I felt that the greatest challenge Lei could have was to finally do this one thing, which was to marry for true love, which is, I think, what Ma wanted to do.
So you felt guilty about having opportunities. You felt guilty about education, felt guilty about pleasure. But that's what they wanted you to have.
Yes, and I think that's... That was a very difficult thing to that is a difficult condition in I think a lot of first generation children. We witness how hard the immigrant generation work, how much they sacrifice to give us this opportunity, and it's very hard to just take it. But it's our responsibility, and it's our great moment of courage to be able to take the opportunity. And there's a phrase in Chinese, to finally give back to your parents, to finally, through your own success, give back the joy and the pride. But I think it's very difficult. It's very difficult to have better than your parents, to marry better, to see better. I think it's our duty to continue forward, but I think there's a lot of difficulty.
Fei Mayan Ng is the author of the new novel, Bone. By the way, she spells her last name, N-G. This is Fresh Air.